CGI scans will allow actors to return to their youth forever. In the past, Hollywood stars would rely on cosmetic surgeons, makeup artists, and lighting to extend their marketable shelf life. Now it's visual effects artists who tighten and brighten faces and bodies, allowing actors to play characters decades younger and tens of kilograms lighter, even letting them perform from beyond the grave. The trend is born out of the routine beauty work that is secretly and painstakingly carried out in post-production of movies to erase pimples, wrinkles, and muffin tops from Hollywood stars. When pushed to the limits, beauty work can shave years off actors and reduce the need for punishing body transformations. Why spend hours in the gym when perfect abs can be added digitally? To future-proof franchises, studios have started to make 3D scans to capture actors' likenesses at a point in time. It's the modern equivalent of taking a life cast, says Trent Claus, a VFX supervisor at Lola VFX, the company that pioneered digital de-aging with Brad Pitt in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The data collected in these high-resolution scans can be used as a reference point for skin texture and facial expressions in years to come, when the actor is required to play a younger character. By applying machine learning to footage of actors before and after de-aging artwork, studios can automate the process, much as how phone filters can make selfies zing to avoid frame-by-frame tweaks. Increasingly, visual effects artists are actually enhancing actors' performances. They might introduce the perfect tear to roll down a star's cheek, reanimate brows frozen by Botox, or simply merge footage from several takes to create the desired cut without resorting to a reshoot. When stunts are too dangerous for the star, photorealistic computer-generated models can be inserted into scenes. These virtual doubles are created using sophisticated camera rigs, such as the University of Southern California's Light Stage system, that shoots actors from every angle. As they pose, striking dozens of facial expressions and gestures, a library of movement is created that can be used to drive an animated performance. It's a way for actors to future-proof themselves, explains Eric Barda, an effects veteran who worked on Tron Legacy, in which Jeff Bridges time-traveled 30 years, and Benjamin Button. Nailing the essence of a character using CGI is extremely difficult, particularly in emotional close-ups. We're not looking at a static sculpture. We're trying to capture all the perceptual cues that make us recognize that person and read their emotions as expressions change and they are communicating, explains Martin Hill, the VFX supervisor at Weta Digital, which was tasked with creating a computer-generated Paul Walker after the actor died in a car accident partway through filming Furious 7. You need the nuance, the timings, the way the actors deliver lines, the way their eyes move, all of the subtleties that make their personality, adds Barda. Failing to capture these aspects leaves digital characters squarely in the uncanny valley. It might look like Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen, but does it behave and feel like her? Once it's possible to perfectly capture a single performance in CG, the next step is to try and replicate human actors' ability to bring something unexpected to the set. A good actor will give you a nuanced take between each performance. You'll get happy mistakes, and you need a director to draw that performance out. Sitting for weeks and weeks with an animator and fine-tuning a micro-expression is a painful way to achieve the same thing, says Mike McGee, co-founder of visual effects company Framestore. The end goal, which will require a significant leap in processing power, is real-time responsiveness in synthetic humans. We want to be at a level where a director could work with a CGI actor, in the same way as a real actor, and see the final frame as he's working, says Wetters Hill. This creates the opportunity for actors to sell their future image rights for films they appear in after they are dead, or have their likeness feature in interactive virtual reality.